What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Dermot and Dave.
Conversation, crack,
and the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM.
Dermot and Dave.
Mind yourself now.
Mind yourself now.
Mind yourself now.
Mind yourself now.
On Today FM.
Well, nothing says summer holidays quite like listening to the kids bickering in the back of the car or getting into fights in the garden. Spending more time together as a family can definitely lead to some serious sibling rivalry, but why does it happen and how much is normal? And what can you do about it, most importantly? Resident parenting expert Aoife Lee from Parent Support is here to explain all. How are you, Aoife?
Good morning, lads. How are you?
We're great. So, look, bickering kids is a fact of life. Is it really something we can improve?
Look, every family is different, and within a family there are a set of siblings, whether you have two or six, you've got different personalities, temperaments and different developmental stages, which means that they all have different needs. So it's really very much a normal part. And I think as us growing up, it's safe to say we all fought with our siblings. It's just trying to strike a balance, really.
Is there any positive to be had from sibling rivalry? You know, the way some parts of your childhood prepare you for something in the future. Like, is sibling rivalry something that we want to quash and get rid of? Or are there reasons why it's actually, you know, useful?
Yeah, well, it's healthy in a way. And I know you're probably going to have parents going, are you joking? But it's a great way to problem solve. And look, at the end of the day, we all grow up with conflict. And, you know, a lot of kids, when they fight, it happens from a very early age. So once they do start preschool, primary, well into secondary school, they're going to deal with different scenarios where they are going to have to figure certain things out. Sometimes, though, what happens is they get us involved very early on into the argument. It then starts to become a habit. Mm. And it's important from the parents' perspective that we figure out and look at the bigger picture. It's not about firefighting the situation, but looking at the bigger picture and thinking, right, well, what's behind it all? And while we mightn't be relaxed enough to think that far ahead when we're in the moment, it's understanding, you know, is it looking for attention? Is one child in particular quite frustrated or triggered by another? Is it that, you know, it's learned behaviour? There might be jealousy. And look, we're into the summer holidays. We're going to bound to have aspects of the kids kind of squabbling with one another. It's just when it gets to a point where it's daily, it can get quite intense. And that's often where parents kind of start to spill over at the end of the tether. So, you know.
I mean, do sometimes we expect our kids to be better friends than maybe they should be or have to be?
Well, yeah. And I always say to families, like, it's important to not have the expectations on the kids that, like you mentioned there, that they're best buddies, because at the end of the day, no matter, you know, if we parent the same, you know, for all our children, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to deal with, you know, conflict the same way. So they've all got different ways of processing that. So, like, affirm to the kids, look, it's okay that you don't get on all the time. It's okay to want space from one another. But what is important is establishing expectations at home about respecting how we speak to one another, respecting each other's belongings. You know, I'm not going to sugarcoat it here, because there can be killings in some families where it's very physical. So, but it's just as important for us as the parents to establish boundaries insofar as, look, it's absolutely not cool to touch one another. So, you know, there's that zero tolerance. And that's where often we can bring in consequences if that occurs. And that's where I'd say, right, that's at the point where we get involved. But the likes of the telling tales, taking sides, that's where we need to be very careful, because sometimes that's when we feed into the scenarios. They get bigger and they start to grow legs, and the situation can often get worse. So, you know, when parents can ask, like, how do you actually manage it? Sometimes you have to kind of look from the outside in and say, right, what stance do we take this? Do we leave them off and let them resolve themselves? And that just depends on every situation, you know.
Right.
It just varies from one scenario to the other.
The natural nature of siblings is that they're aged differently. You know, I have twins who are the same age, but by and large, your kids are all different ages. And obviously they develop in different, you know, different speeds. I mean, is that one of the biggest hurdles to manage, you know, how the children are maturing at different rates?
Yeah, and like that, there's no one straightforward answer, because like you said, like between us all, we've got a clatter of kids, so with all different ages. So no matter what age the kids are, it's sitting down together as a family and going, look, lads, we've noticed that, you know, you're kind of clashing with one another. And again, remind them of what, you know, what you discussed before about establishing those kind of expectations, and give them an opportunity to have their say. Because when we do create a situation and communicate with one another, it does teach our kids about problem solving, conflict resolution, communicating. And they're the skills we need as our children get older. And also giving our kids an opportunity to have their say creates that respect. And they're more willing to kind of work with us on that. And you know what? If Billy and Jimmy are not getting on too well, it's like, do you know what? That's okay. And one thing I'd often say is when families are experiencing that kind of conflict, keep an eye on the quieter kids, because often the child that shouts the loudest gets the most attention. And often that older or that louder child has been blamed. Whereas often we have to keep an eye on the quieter ones, because they know and they're tuned in to, well, he's always getting in trouble, and they can provoke. So that's where taking sides can be really important.
Mm. So we've avoiding taking sides, not buying into the tale telling as well, trying to stay as calm as we possibly can be. Is there anything to be said for noticing the times when actually they're getting along and actually putting some emphasis on that?
Yeah, well, if you've had conversations about, you know, making best efforts to get on, giving them some kind of credit where credit's due. If they have had that opportunity where they really are kind of doing their best, notice it. And some parents will kind of say, are you joking? I don't want to kind of emphasize that they are getting on, because it's not something that maybe comes as natural to them. But the more we recognize those positive behaviors, they feel good. It's like ourselves. If people acknowledge a job well done on our part, you do feel good about it. And again, you're more willing to cooperate and work together. And you mentioned there, Dermot, about, you know, pressing the pause button, keeping calm. Sometimes we feel like, what is that? But we have to be mindful that if kids are easily triggered, for a lot of our children, they really struggle with self-calming and self-regulating. And if they're easily triggered and they get very frustrated very quickly and they take it out on their sibling or whatever's going on for them, for us to bulldoze in and be really frustrated and angry and upset, we're not going to add positively to the situation. It's trying to take a step back, because our kids rely on us to regulate these full-on emotions. So
I don't like again, this one bit, actually, Aoife. You know, the only bit of joy we have is storming into the bedroom going, what the hell is going on in here? I mean, if you're taking that away from us, we all got to be super calm.
I am on your side, lads, because I've had 2 weeks, you know, down in Dingle here with the three kids. And I'm not going to lie, I'm not sure if I'm looking forward to our 5-hour journey home. But
as long as Aoife Lee is suffering from the same child problems that we all are, then we all know that, you know, it happens to everyone, and we just do our best.
Yeah, absolutely. No one is perfect, as they say. Mm. No perfect parents out there.
If any child is being picked on by an older sibling, look, just do what I did as a child. It worked for me. Just let your older sibling just keep having a pop at you for most of the week. And then after months of frustration, just bite them in the back and smash their front teeth with a tennis racket.
Okay, we'll stop that there now. That is definitely the worst advice ever.
Aoife, you agree, yeah? That's the way to solve these things.
This is my reputation. I'm going to just take a step back here and let you have the crack.
Please don't, Aoife. Please don't ever let him do any of that. Aoife Lee, thank you so much for joining us for Mind Yourself Now at Parent Support on Instagram. And Aoife actually has a family screen time and device use e-learning course out now on parentsupport.ie. Aoife, enjoy the trip back up from Dingle. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, lads. Mind yourselves.
Bye.
Bye.
Dermot and Dave.
Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.